Well, this morning we have a couple of guests in studio. We're going to visit with a little bit about the STEM programming, which is going on in partnership with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and the Cass County Extension Service here locally. And we have a couple of guests to tell us all about it. Laura Badger is the STEM coordinator with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and joins us this morning, along with Beth Earlbeck, who's the county youth coordinator with ISU Extension and Outreach. Thank you, both of you, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, nice, in concert. That was very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the program. For folks who don't even know what we're talking about when we say STEM, can somebody explain that to folks?
Well, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And it seems very important. It seems like the schools are bringing more into their curriculum. So we are partnering, the Extension and Outreach are partnering with the Y to bring more of those opportunities for youth outside of the classroom.
It's getting them excited about something that they may not otherwise get too excited about.
Yeah, exactly. Laura and I were talking before about how when some kids hear science, they're like, oh, no science. But then we start talking about what we're doing, it seems like they get more excited about what they're going to be able to do and what's exciting about it.
Kids aren't completely out of the loop, though. They're pretty informed. They see what's going on. Now, where we might have stuck our nose up at math and things like that when we were young and in school, I think kids kind of understand today with the exposure that they have to computerized things that they see. And I'm not just talking about computers and phones and things, but there are all kinds of computerized things in their lives these days. I think they're pretty smart that they're picking up that that's where the future and that's where the jobs really are.
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree.
I don't think it's coming as a real shock to them at this point. Well, Laura, you're relatively new with the programming at the YMCA. They thrust you into this, but we've got a program coming up here that's going to get started, but then continue too. What's the YMCA's involvement?
For STEM Day, which is our day camp that we're doing January 3rd, we will be having that at the YMCA. Basically, they kind of just threw me into it, and which is okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to be partnering there. So we have the kids, access to the kids all the time. And this is just a better way to get the information into their hands and get them excited about it. And I'm going to be teaching the science club, and I'm at the Y every single day anyways.
Perfect.
So it's my job to get them super excited about science.
Super excited about something during their holiday, their Christmas break.
I mean,
yeah, excited about learning while they're on vacation. Well, I know that's never an easy thing to do, but Beth, I know it's coming up rather quickly. As Laura mentioned, January 3rd will be the first event that you will have, the actual event there. But sign-up is coming up here yet before the end of the year, so you need people to get after this pretty quickly.
Yep, sign-up is December 30th, and you can sign up at the YMCA or at the Cass County Extension Office. And the event is December 3rd from 9 to 3, and we'll be doing different activities related to science. We'll be building boats. We'll be learning about different dead zones and environment, and there's going to be a lot of great things going on that day.
It sounds like they'll have a lot of opportunity to explore a lot of different things. How do you keep their interest with these types of things, though?
The variety of activities we'll do will keep that interest going, and there's a lot of different things going on, like I said. So,
is that the challenge for folks like you who are coordinating these types of projects, is to get the message across and actually make it an actual learning day for them, but also figure out a way to keep their interest throughout this whole thing, too? That's got to be difficult, Laura, at times, to do things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to get them excited about it, and you don't want to make it sound like they're learning. Even though they are, you want to make it sound like they're there to have fun and build things and just do a lot of things they wouldn't get the opportunity to do otherwise.
You know, when we were playing with Erector sets when we were kids, you know, things like that, we were learning. I mean, that we were learning about engineering and what have you. We didn't look at it that way. You know, it's just all in the presentation.
Yep. The fun side of it brings people in.
Yeah, well, and that's what gets them interested in the first place, and that's what keeps them interested after the fact, too. Even if they, you know, there are things we kind of maybe have a propensity toward that we find we're pretty good at, but we might not necessarily like it.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out that give and take there a little bit, too. So what do folks need to do? Who is this open for? What do they need to do to get signed up?
The Hands-On STEM Day is open for 3rd through 8th graders. And if you're interested, contact the YMCA or contact the Cass County Extension Office and we can get you led in the right direction.
Okay. Can they do it online?
The Hands-On STEM Day, yes. They can email xcass@iastate.edu as well.
Okay. And the hands-on day is important. And again, that's for 3rd through 8th graders. Mm-hmm. And there is lunch that day?
Yep, lunch will be provided.
Won't let them starve during the day. All right. And there is no charge. That's kind of nice to be able to do that. How are you able to do that?
With different funding opportunities and grants we have. It's a great way to bring people in and learn about STEM.
How many can you handle?
Our maximum is about 50 that day. Okay. So
there is a limit on the number of students that can participate in that particular day.
Yep.
So they do need to get after the registration here pretty quickly.
Yep, so don't wait.
Okay, very good. Now, that's just the start of it, though, right? Now, this is going to continue. And, Laura, you kind of touched on this earlier, that there's more going on with programming through the YMCA after this event.
Yes, we are having Why Science, A World in Motion and Exploring Ecosystems. And that's going to be at the Atlantic Middle School Science Lab on Tuesdays after school. So it's 3:30 to 4:45. And I will be teaching that. And the first one is our AWIM. And we're going to be doing pretty much figuring out motion, friction, gravity. We're going to be building a little skimmer, a little balloon car. And then the last part of it will be a gravity cruiser, which a lot of kids at the Y are super excited about. I have been showing them for 2 weeks now, and they're just... You say science, and they're like, yeah, not really interested in science club, but what's that thing right there? And I'm like, well, we're going to be building this. And I tell them about it, and they just, that light comes on, and they're super excited about it.
You know, so many people, including young people, if you ask them what gravity is, they know.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it is.
Yep.
We don't know how to verbalize it. We don't know how to explain it. You know, we don't know the technical part of it, too. But if you can give them a practical example to show them, it helps them to understand so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the great thing about this program, it's more of a, this is what your end result maybe should look like, and now you go and try to figure out and do those trial and error type of things. So that's what's great about this program.
Absolutely. A lot of fun stuff there, too. That sounds like fun. Some adults I know would like to get in on that.
There are some that are like, that sounds really cool. And they see our gravity cruiser, and they're like, what's that, a catapult? And I'm like, no. And I tell them about it, and they're like, that's so awesome.
We didn't do those things when we were kids.
Yep.
We wanted to learn gravity. We threw a ball at our brother.
Right?
No, we didn't really do that. How long will this last?
This is going to, the AWIM part of it starts January 14th, and it goes through March 11th, which is till spring break in Atlantic. And then after spring break, we're going to start our ecosystems.
And
that'll go till the end of the year.
Who is this for?
Fourth through sixth graders.
In the Atlantic school system, or is it open to anyone?
It's open to anyone.
Yep.
Okay. So you're using the Atlantic school facilities
because
they have the facilities there,
lab,
but it is open to anyone. Okay. I want to make sure we get that
clear
so that people understand if their children are maybe excited about that too and don't happen to participate in the Atlantic school district, they can do that as well. Is there a registration period, a sign up for that then too?
Yeah. They need to register by January 8th for the first session.
And, oh, so they'll have to register each time for the separate sessions?
Nope, they're continuous sessions.
Okay.
So they'll need to register by January 8th for AWIM. And then after, around spring break time, we'll put out another registration if people are interested in just the ecosystem side. And that registration will come later.
Okay.
They don't have to do both, but they can.
Okay. So they'll get more information if they participate in those early sessions then, too.
Yep.
Very good. And is there a cost to those continuing sessions?
Nope, they're free.
They're free, too.
Yep.
Well, great deal, then.
Great opportunities in STEM.
No reason not to send the kids out there. What do you hope to get out of all this? What's the goal?
We want people excited. We want kids excited about STEM. We know, like you said before, it's something that is going to be growing in society, and it's always going to be an interest or a need. So we want to build that interest in science, technology, engineering, and math that they may not have, or they may not realize that that's what it really is.
Do you get feedback from the teachers here locally about programs like this?
We have in the past, and it's great when you hear the youth saying things like, oh yeah, we learned that in this program, or we did this activity in school, but I already did it at the Y or through Extension or through 4-H and things like that.
And isn't it kind of neat to hear about kids at the lockers in the hallways talking about, oh, you should see this thing we did the other day. It was really cool.
Yes. Yes, that's what we're really hoping for. That would be awesome.
You know, that's how the word really spreads when you're trying to network like this with the kids. Very good. All
and
right.
That's how it's worked in the Y, too.
Yeah. Has it?
I show kids it, and they go and tell their friends, and their friends come up and say, can I see how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go do it.
Yeah. Darn, why didn't I do that? Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, again, if they want to get involved in that first day, that hands-on STEM experience coming up on January the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Y. That's a full day event for the most part. They have to register soon. So give them the details one more time.
Register by December 30th, and you can either contact the Cass County Extension Office or the YMCA, and we can get you registered for that event.
And if you need any information, contact those same two agencies.
Yep.
Excellent. Laura, Beth, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.